Again, Erev Shabbos. We are on part two. Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Mamash, brand new baby, you're here. You must be so ready for Erev Shabbos or so ready to get out of the house or some combination of the two. But turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. We began last week. We spoke about that the Rav pointed out, the Rambam uses very similar language to describe the mentality, the attitude, the preparation we make for Shabbos, the 30th parak of Hilchos Shabbos, that one is Misatev Betzitzis, V'yoshev B'kavod Rosh, that one wraps their head, you feel the seriousness, the sobriety of the moment, the significance of being Mekabel Pnei Hashchina. And Shabbos is the same way, that all week we're working towards Shabbos. It's not that Shabbos we rest and rejuvenate, so we have the energy, Motzei Shabbos, to begin to run out and start again. Shabbos doesn't prepare us for the week. The week, the tachlis, masa bereshis, as we say in davening, the tachlis, the essence, why are we working so hard? And why are we putting in all that effort? And why are we chasing down those dreams? And why are we checking off all those to do? All to be able to come to and to get ready and to bask in the beauty, the glory, the tranquility, the serenity of Shabbos. What they have in common is accepting the Pnei Hashchina as being mekabel, is feeling that one is receiving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an audience with the Almighty in the most significant way. So continues the Slonim Rebbe. We can understand the significance of this moment from an insight of Chazal. The Gemara Baba Kama on Daf Lamed Beis tells us the following. A person's running, and because they're running, they damage another. The halacha is that if you're running during the week, you're moving, you're running, you're shaking, you're going, you're in pursuit, you're chaotically, frenetically moving. So such an individual is liable. You have an accountability if you damage somebody else because it was irresponsible. You were callous in your behavior. You were negligent. However, says the Gemara, if your rats, Erev Shabbos, ben ashmashos, you're potter. Why? Because you're rats perishus. If you're flying and moving and going and doing, and it's Erev Shabbos, that's what you're meant to be doing Erev Shabbos. Not that you shouldn't be so prepared that you're ready for Shabbos with peace and tranquility, but it means that the mentality, the Erev Shabbos mentality, is high energy. So what does it mean that on Friday when you're moving frantically, when you're high energy, that you're doing so berishus? Because that's what Rabbi Chanina would say. That Friday afternoon, we're not passive. We're not spectators. Friday afternoon, we don't exhale and rest. Friday afternoon is not the time to chapa shluf. Friday afternoon, we run. Why? Because we are preparing to greet the Shabbos queen. If you anticipate a great visitor, if you anticipate a very prominent, distinguished guest, then you run to get ready. And you prepare the setting and the environment so that it will match and meet the significance of that guest. And the same is true with Shabbos itself. Shabbos is that guest. Of course, Shabbos is inanimate. Shabbos doesn't have a neshama and a life. But Shabbos is an energy. It is a sanctuary in time. What the Mishkan is to space, what a shul, what a holy place is in space, Shabbos is in time. It's a place of refuge. It's a place of sanctuary. It's a place of holiness. And one has to prepare. One has to get ready. Rabbi Yalai Misate Vekoiva Omer Boy Kala Boy Kala. He would wrap himself and say, Boy Kala. The Kasal Zebachidusha Agadash Marsha, the Marsha. Rishmuel Idels explains, what does the Gemara mean when it says he would wrap himself and run out to welcome the queen? Kara HaShabbos Kala. What does it mean to call the Shabbos a queen? Apima Shakasal Kodish Ben Zug. Everything has a pair. Vali Lo and Klai Yisrael said, what happened to me? Nasata Ben Zug, Amala Kodish Boruch, Kines Yisrael, Yeh Ben Zcho Shabbos. Sunday is Monday, and Tuesday is Wednesday, and Thursday is Friday. What happened to Shabbos? Klal Yisrael and Shabbos. It's our special day. It's our special time. It's where we realize the best version of ourselves. It's where we are the most connected. It's where we can feel His presence the most intensely. When we're disconnected, we don't care what happens in a trial. We don't care about the news coverage of a vote. We're not concerned with what happens in sports or weather. We're not concerned with what's happening around the world or on the stock market. Certainly today, it's a good day to withdraw and disconnect from what happened in the stock market. But Shabbos, we set all of that aside and we connect to what matters most. We set the Yetzirah of technology aside and the distraction and the temptation and the appetite of earthly material things. And we return to a place of singing Zmiros and of spending time with family and friends and delivering Divrei Torah and listening to Shiurim and finding time to learn. It's our special time. Shabbos is married to us and we are married to her. This is our bride. We're in love and we're longing romantically. If you hear the tzaddikim, the chassidim, Rosh Yeshiva, Yirei Shamayim, every segment of greatness in Klal Yisrael, from the Shivim Panim LaTorah, whatever segment you identify with, but the greatest of that segment describes Shabbos in romantic terms. Looking, longing, counting down, can't wait, cherishing every moment, desperately not wanting it to end, feeling energized and love in romantic terms. Chuppah is what enacts nesuin. When you walk the kala Torah chuppah, when the sun sets and Shabbos comes, then kinesul Yisrael, our marriage to her, begins. So that's the Marsha. What does it mean? Says the Rebbe. Shabbos is when we feel that level of connection, that bond, that unity that no one can get between and nobody can break. Shabbos is the bride, and we are the other half. The reason that all week long our Amida stays the same, Shachris Mincha Marav. Shabbos, it changes Friday night, Shabbos morning, and Shabbos Mincha. There is a progression. There is an advance that we make. The energy grows and it changes. So the energy of Friday night is Ata Kidashta, Miloshon Kiddushin. We're first getting married. We're first walking under the chuppah. We're first setting it aside, different, distinguished, apart, elevated, and holy. So the Marsha says, what does that mean? The Jewish people, we are royalty. And we come into Shabbos, it doesn't matter during the week. Bisalevichik famously once described when he was in Warsaw and he would go to the different shtibloch on Shabbos, and it was Shalashuddha's time, and there he was in shul, and he sees this person. He described it, he had more holes in his bekasha than there was material. There were more holes in the cloth than there was material or cloth of the bekasha altogether. And he asked, the Rav was a young man, and he asked this, "Nu, when are we going to daven Marv? Enough with the Zmiris. Enough of the Kaechsof and Mizmo David, and you did Nefesh. No, it's getting late. Motzei Shabbos, let's daven Marv." So he said, Don't you recognize me? And the Rav said he, in fact, didn't recognize him. It was Yasala the porter. It was the poor Jew, the schlepper, who all week long had the demeanor and the disposition, who looked like a poor schlepper. But Shabbos, he put on that bekesha, that raggedy old bekesha with more holes than material. But by accepting Shabbos, the beauty, the splendor, the serenity, he became royalty to the point that he couldn't even recognize. The Rav describes, he didn't even recognize him. And that's when he said to the Rav, those words which the Rav would often quote, he said, "Tell me, do you love the weekday so much that you can't wait for Shabbos to end? The weekday with its obligations and responsibilities, with its temptations and its burdens, the weekday with its anxiety and its pressure, do you love the weekday so much that you can't wait for Shabbos to end? Can't wait for Shabbos to begin, to disconnect, to recharge, to return to what matters, to energize, to elevate." Shabbos provides us that sense of royalty, the neshama yisera that we acquire. That neshama yisera, again, a halachic concept. Taisus discusses, do you have a neshama yisera on Yontif? What if it's a 3-day Yontif, and the Havdalah, and the Besamim? It's not just the heebie-jeebie idea. A neshama yisera we have. It means the neshama yisera is you come to your Shabbos table, you're royalty, you're a king, a queen, a prince, a princess. The way that we eat is not to fress and stuff our face. The eating is not for the sake of food. It's a royal banquet, a royal dinner. We're experiencing this royal dinner with the queen called Shabbos. It elevates us. So, what the Slonim Rebbe quotes, the Marsha explains on this Gemara, based on another Gemara. Misha tarach be'erev Shabbos, yocha b'Shabbos. Only a person who works hard in erev Shabbos is going to eat on Shabbos. So if you went shopping and you cooked and you prepared and you set the table, apparently it's controversial to suggest you should set the table early, but if you set the table early, then you come to Shabbos and you're all ready. You have a set table and you have delicacies to eat and you have time to prepare and get ready and get dressed like a royalty. But a person who's not Tareach, a person who doesn't exert the effort on Erev Shabbos, so they have nothing to eat on Shabbos. You didn't shop, you didn't cook, you didn't prepare, you didn't serve, you're going to go hungry. It's a lesson for, of course, all of life. That's what the Tefer Shlomo, the Radomsker, explains. That's the pshat in the Daf Yomi that we read, that we learned yesterday, that we learned this week. The Gemara says that Rav Tzali B'Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. The Gemara is talking about delineating what are the demarcating times, Mincha Marav, when do you daven, how do you transition in davening. And the Gemara there says, in that context, that Rav would say the Shabbos davening of Friday night, even though it was still daytime. Tosefes Shabbos, he was Mekabel Shabbos earlier, even though the sun had not yet set, he was already davening of Shabbos. The Radomsker, the Tefer Shlomo, says the following. He says, what does it mean? He was Tzoli Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. Shabbos is the Yom, the world to come is the Yom Shekulo Shabbos. The world to come in which we are no longer bound by this body and no longer distracted by these earthly temptations, where we're a pure neshama ascending on high to return to Hashem, that's described as a world, a Yom Shekulo Shabbos. All there is peace and serenity and tranquility and royalty. All there is romance and bliss. We're together with the Shabbos Queen. We're together with the Shechina. It's the Yom Shekulo Shabbos. You can't get to the Yom Shekulo Shabbos. It means this world is Erev Shabbos. This world is the place that we make the preparation, that we exert the effort. This is the place that we do the hachanas, that we make the preparation, because otherwise, only a person who works hard Erev Shabbos has what to eat on Shabbos. Only a person who lives properly in this world, who lives the lifestyle, who realizes our potential, who has a mission-driven life, who fulfills the best version of ourselves, only those who work hard in Erev Shabbos, i.e. this world, will have what to eat in the Yom Shekulo Shabbos, i.e. in the next world. And that's what it means. He was Tzoli Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. Even on Erev Shabbos, he was already living Be'bechina Shabbos. He felt the Kedusha, the sanctity of Shabbos. He was drawn to Shabbos. He understood that this world is an illusion. It's a matrix. This world is counterfeit. The reality, what is permanent, what is most authentic, is the Yom Shekulo Shabbos. And where we get Me'ein Olam Haba, where we get a taste of it, is in our Shabbos. In our Shabbos, where we set aside the work and the burden and the anxiousness, and we're able to just experience and be and bask in the glory of the people around us. And most importantly, with turning to Hashem. And therefore, he says, that's Pshat, V'shama B'nai Yisrael Sashabbos, La'asos Sashabbos. If Vishamru is Hashabbos, if in this world we are thinking about and guarding, and Vishamru Miloshan Aviv Shamar Sadavar, to long for, to anticipate, to count down, if we know what it means to have an air of Shabbos because we're so excited for Shabbos, if Vishamru is Hashabbos, then Lasos is Hashabbos Dorasam, then we'll earn the proper place in the Yom Shekulo Shabbos in the world to come. That's what it means, Rav, Matzli Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. What it means to daven of Shabbos on Erev Shabbos means that the whole week long revolves around Shabbos. We're excited, we're looking forward, we're counting down. We can't wait to be elevated, we can't wait to be enriched. But it can't be done without the anticipation and the preparation. We'll continue with this next time, but that's what it continues from the Marsha's, the notion that, you know, at a wedding, you don't just punkt everyone's under the chuppah and you get married. If you've made a wedding, you know that there's a lot of conversation, the kibbudim under the chuppah, and there's as much, maybe more conversation. Who's walking down? In what order? What music are they playing? Are they going to be the fire? What do they wear? Who's going with who? There's a lot of conversation. Walking the kala. So Erev Shabbos is walking the kala to the chuppah. If Shabbos is the chuppah with Hashem, Erev Shabbos is walking the kala there. Mir Tashem will continue with the next.